Proclamation number 2358 of June 5th, 1942. Divine Word. Source. Love. Knowledge. Light. Only that can correspond to God's will, which is the commandments of love for God and one's neighbor, is its guiding principle. For if the human being lives in accordance with these commandments, he will never violate divine will. Consequently, a change on earth which is not based on the divine commandments, which therefore contradicts God's will, must be useless for the soul, because it does not bring it any higher development. The soul is therefore in a state of immaturity which can only be remedied through the best or all of grace, and this is given to it through the presentation of the divine word, which informs the soul that it is in danger and is living its earthly life wrongly. This grant of grace can now be accepted but also rejected, depending on its will. But it is the only means that the human being changes his earthly life and submits to the divine commandments. And for this purpose, the consequences of a wrong way of life have to be presented to him, as well as the life in the light which awaits a soul which has submitted itself to God's will. Yet these consequences can never be proven to the human being such that he has to believe. Consequently, the origin of the divine word can always be doubted if the human being wants to. He will counter that what is spread as divine word is always human work, and never allow himself to be convinced that a human being has drawn from a source which was made accessible to people through God's great love in order to impart knowledge to them which corresponds to the truth. They will only be able to understand and believe this if they lead a right way of life, a life of love, which brings them realization. Then it will no longer seem surprising to them that God Himself is the source who lets living water flow to people. Then they will also be able to believe without proof what they are taught about the consequences of a wrong way of life, and live according to God's will of their own accord. They will lead a life of love and know that they can then also constantly draw from the stream of life, that they will receive divine wisdom from His hand. Thus a life of love will always be decisive for the soul's degree of maturity, because it increases the degree of knowledge, and the soul's illuminated state depends on knowledge. Consequently, the commandment to love God and one's neighbor cannot be eliminated and must be fulfilled first, so that the consequences of a life of love will manifest themselves in increased knowledge. And therefore people must be encouraged to love, and this again through the divine word, which admonishes and educates people to love. As soon as the unbelieving person, who wants to deny God as the origin of His word, is active in love himself, all doubt will disappear from him. He will have to regard the word as an expression of God, for his heart, which is capable of love, accepts it and at the same time gives him the understanding for it. And it is now no longer possible for doubts to take hold of the human being as soon as he lives a life of constant labor of love. For now that God draws him to himself, who is love himself, he also recognizes his word, his voice, and he accepts without contradiction and without hesitation everything as truth that is offered to him through God's love. What is imparted to him as divine word? The divine word educates to love. The activity of love earns the human being knowledge, and increased knowledge again increases love for God and His living creations. And ever brighter light, i.e., an ever more clairvoyant state, will be the fate of the one who is lovingly active on earth. And therefore wisdom can never be sought from the worldly wise if they lack love, whereas they will, however, recognize the truth as such if they live a life of active neighborly love at the same time. For they will also acknowledge God as the source of His Word. They cannot do otherwise because they have already united with Him through a life of love and thus also recognize His working. Amen.